other. There is no need to conquer the sky all at once. Encouraged by Wilbur's wise words, Pip stood at the edge of his nest the following dawn. The air was sweet with the scent of pine and wildflowers. He closed his eyes, inhaled deeply, and envisioned the wind as a friend, its breezy fingers poised to lift him gently towards the heavens. With a tentative leap, Pip flapped his wings. Once, twice, each beat shakily growing but stronger. His heart raced, not with fear, but with the burgeoning exhilaration. The wind, as if in alliance, caught his wings, and soon Pip was aloft, each flutter taking him higher and higher. The fear that had once